praise Jesus much, children of God.
How have you
been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
And
how is your lives?
You
can greet all your brethren
and give
them a good thought from the Father.
That
you can give them.
And
it's a good thought from the Father.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
Tuagalo kura bikanga, tugena maso no rugendo rubulokozi.
We want to move on with the journey of salvation.
Rugendo rweguru.
The journey of heaven.
Rugendo rwangenawe.
My journey and your journey.
Rugendo rwabatu sokao.
The journey of those who lived before us.
Nafi abari worero.
Even us who are living now.
Nabo abagendo kujokutoka okuda kwa mukama wafe Yesu.
And those who are coming to reach the coming back of Jesus.
Iranga tweba zomo yomoto kuvu.
And we thank the Holy Spirit.
Okuva mirembe joneja soka.
Right from all ages. Which were before
no kutoka lero
and reaching unto day
na chage na maso no kunonya abo kudayo munsi yewafe
still moves on seek for those to go back to our home
country obo mogoro
the kingdom of heaven
nga tufuba ko mungeri yonna
and he tries on us in all ways
wale moku bawo no mukufazikirira
that none of us gets destroyed
mubana abarondemu
in the children who are chosen
kali borondebwa eromo mtukuvunga kunonyeza
when you're chosen and the Holy Spirit thought for you
onywezenga
and then you hold that boldness
and
you hold that stewardship
and you always
honor the Holy Spirit
that
you don't dare grieve him.
Bible
says in the Ephesians 4 verse 29 to
30
let us never grieve the Holy Spirit by whom we were sealed reaching the day of our redemption
gave
us the guarantee of our inheritance. What grieves him most? You grieve him as you feel on this journey.
Indeed,
he's dried on you all long.
You
don't know what he's passed through to reach you
here.
The patience,
the
carefulness,
the
fighting for you,
ukulisa,
to feeding you,
ujanjaba,
to treating you.
There
are many things he's passed through.
And
in this time, he expects you're not going to grieve him.
Ngoda emabega.
And you are backsliding.
For you
say that backsliding itself
it will
kill that foolish one.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Already
the Holy Spirit has tried to remove you from there, from the destruction.
Now
see how you take back yourself.
And he said you've
decided to get make your spirit get lost.
Kali fubonyweze okwatula kuwayatula.
Now try to hold the confession you confess
that our
Father is in heaven.
Iruru anengo kutuke wafe muguru.
And you fight always to reach home in
Mukama
heaven.
That's
why God always moves on lighting you in the journey of
heaven. The journey
of salvation.
Ureme ngokuruwe rabira.
That you don't dare forget it.
Iranga bamukwa babomusi.
And just as some of those of the world
who
already forgot that
journey.
Conceptions of the devil filled under the
sun.
But we honor the Father
and
even the Son.
And we
move on, raise the Holy
Spirit. Because
He's bared us up to today.
Indeed,
He's upheld us
to
reveal us words of the book of the Lord
in
which we understand the many,
those
of the journey of
heaven, the journey
of salvation. It's our journey.
We are
still in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
It's
a great gathering of the angels
and
the saints of God.
It's
the city Jerusalem of
heaven. It's
found in the first created heaven
in
the realm above.
For in the
realm above we find three heavens. But we are still seeing the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
It's
found in the first created heaven,
in
the realm above. It's a great gathering indeed.
It's
big and in it are many things.
That's
why we take time studying many things within it. And we see these seven groups of angels and their works. In the midst there, got another topic. The seven seals of the seven spirits of God and the seven groups of angels. And we are still on the fourth seal of the spirit of power and the group of angels of power. The angels of the chain. The angel of death and hell. Whom we saw he has authority. To use different forms of sicknesses. The beast of the field. The sword and the famine. To unclothe the spirits. To check them out of the body. And we saw of the angel of death and hell. And there are sicknesses which can't be cured. In the prison of rebellious spirits. Now we came to see all that. And we wanted to differentiate for sickness of the angel of death and hell from the sicknesses of the devils under the fourth seal. We saw the sicknesses of Satan and his fallen angels. And we discovered it. That to be able to heal those sicknesses, it
involves
to first capture and bind the evil demons, all those fallen angels. And then we destroy their works. That's why we reached the four ways of the Holy Spirit through which he passes to heal the sicknesses of the devils and he works with the angels. God explained the first way very well, and we saw the Holy Spirit research of all sicknesses together with healing them, and he works with the angels. The second way, the one we are still on today, the Holy Spirit flows like streams of living waters, and that's the blood of Jesus to wash and to heal all the sicknesses, and still he works with the angels. After we wind up that, we shall see the third way. The Holy Spirit appear like consuming fire to burn out all sicknesses and powers of darkness, to heal the sicknesses of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Then we shall end still with the Holy Spirit, and he appears as anointing oil to block the wounds and to heal the sicknesses.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we are still on the second way, and the Holy Spirit flows as streams of living waters, and that's the blood of Jesus, to move on to wash together with healing sicknesses of the devils. And in this we saw he moves on to work still with the angels. We reached and we saw his ability, and he bases in the human being or in the servant of God, to stretch the hand to the sick, and the Holy Spirit releases the power that which can manifest as streams of living waters and as the blood of Jesus to heal the sickness. The Holy Spirit who spreads everywhere, as
we
raise the hand facing far, and he too raises his hand
in
every place where you are, to move on to heal you, or to send the angels, angels operate and work on you, and they can heal you, or they heal sickness of different
points.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we're going to get more explained the way the Holy Spirit can base right from the minister to be able to heal the sick person, and even the other way, as we raised our hand unto those who are far. And he raises his hand for it reaches everywhere to move on to him or to send the angels
to be able
to heal or to operate that person who is sick.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. In the book of John,
1
John chapter 5,
King James Version,
in the King James Version is the verse
8,
and in the other Bible it's the 7th verse.
Those
corrected the Luganda Bible, it's the verse
8.
Let's read and we hear.
First
John chapter 5 verses 8.
Kubanga waluo abajiru basatu omwoyo namazi no musayi era nabasatu wabo bagendera wamu.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Era waliwo abajiru basatu kosi.
So there are three witnesses on the earth,
omusayi namazi no omwoyo,
the blood, the water and the spirit.
Era abasatu wabo bagendera wamu.
And those three, they move and agree together.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Kulutu eria sembayo,
on the other last road,
wagena maso no kulaba omwoyo mtu kuvengeri jako connectinga ku moyo gwo muntu.
Moved on, see how the Holy Spirit connects on the human spirit.
Nasoka anonyereza ku ndwadde zonna.
And the first researches of all sicknesses.
Era bwamara.
And after finishes, and it flows as streams of living water to wash and to heal sicknesses of the devils together with those of body weakness, and still it can flow as the blood of Jesus
to
be able to heal and to wash the sicknesses or to speak the better words in your blood. We saw all that last time. When we looked at John chapter 7, verse 38 to 39, he spoke and he said this. John chapter 7 verse 38,
akiriza nze ngecha wandikwa buchigamba anti emiga emiga chamazi amalamu jirifuruma murubuto rwe. Asatu mwenda, eshu ya chogera kubo mwoyo gubali bagenda okuwebwa abamu kilisa. Kubango mwoyo yita naba kugabibwa, kubanga Yesu yita naba kugurumisibwa.
Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Akiriza mukama wafu Yesu Kristo.
He who believes the Lord Jesus Christ
ayogera kumigeja maza maramu,
speaks of streams of living waters
jirifuruma murubuto rwe,
that they will come out of their belly, they will flow within their belly.
Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ayagami ntichu yachogera kumoyo mutukufu.
But he said he spoke this by the Holy Spirit,
yali agendo uwebwa abantu
who was to be given these people.
So wetuja chikukakasano na mazima.
Now is where we get what proves as with truth,
that
indeed that same Holy Spirit can flow us streams of living water.
It
washes malaria out of your life, or the malaria of body weakness, or the malaria of the devils, that which come from evil spirits which have been on you. After causing them to be bound, then we can ask the Holy Spirit to flow as streams of living waters. And because the Holy Spirit at the same time,
he moves
on, appear like the blood of Jesus, and the two move together. As we heard in the John chapter
19,
verse 34, and he speaks this. John 19:34.
Na yeserikale omu namufumita mumbirizi ze nefumu amangu ago nemuvamu omusayi namazi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mchisera mukama wafu Yesu yalinga akomeredwa ku musalaba.
In the time when the Lord Christ was crucified on the cross,
skari omu yavayo,
one of the soldiers came out.
n'afumita mu
lubiriizi lwe. And he pierced at his ribside. Out of it came blood and water. And they were flowing. Bible explained where they flowed to this soldier. And he got cleansed. And it since we are taken from him, even he was healed. Praise Jesus so much. It's the reason why we explain saying that it's not so easy
and
a person be pierced in the rib side or be cut on your body and out of you comes blood and water. But this is the sign of the Holy Spirit. He who was in the Christ Jesus, he who decided to flow like streams of living waters. Now in the moment of our praying, many times we had failed knowing how God can heal.
You
have no way you can go to ask the blood of Jesus. But sometimes you don't understand the blood of Jesus. And you don't know that it is the Holy Spirit. But decided to change which way is to flow to heal sicknesses. For he bases the sickness is strong to what extent?
It's
spread much in your spirit, for our spirit knows to get the sickness of sin. Now he passes there as the Holy Spirit to cleanse. When he gets from the sin on your blood, he moves on to cleanse it with the blood of Jesus together with different form of sicknesses, and still flows like streams of living water. That he moves on to heal
system,
the body system.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
when you look to Hebrews 12 verses 24, as the blood of Jesus, it's there to speak better words. The evil of the sin of the evil Satan, sickness which causes the spirit to be destroyed in hell and the lake of fire,
and
brings the sins which weaken life within the blood, and it causes sickness which causes dehydration in your body.
So
now, for instant healing of the Holy Spirit, he decides to flow as streams of living water. And he flows as the blood of Jesus.
To
move on, speak the better words. Let's read Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, verse 24.
Neri Yesu, omubaka w'endagaano empya, neri omusayi ogw'okumansira.
Praise Jesus
so much. Now we come unto Jesus, the messenger of the Old Testament, unto the blood of his sprinkled, which speaks better words than the blood of Abel. In the eras back, we heard in the Genesis chapter
4,
where God told Cain
that
the blood of your brother is crying unto me. Not that it's the usual blood which was crying, but it was the spirit of Abel. It complained that they killed us. It complains right at the altar of God. As in the Revelation 6, verses 9 unto 11. Where the saints complain and they say, how long, Lord, will you take not judging those on the world who killed us? Now spirits of the saints are the one which speak. But when we reach the blood of Jesus that speaks better words, till we speak of the Holy Spirit, for he's the one who can speak.
And
the other, there is no blood which can move. People who think of the blood of Jesus,
get
out of the thought of human blood or that of the animals. We speak of the Holy Spirit. Imagine how long you call the blood of of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
How does it move and how does it come your way? Except he moves in the way of the Holy Spirit. The way he can move as the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus, don't you think of it as the usual blood?
It's
blood of our life. Praise Jesus so much. That's what you have to know, it's the Holy Spirit himself. Move on to broad it for you. When we spoke of the issue that the Holy Spirit can base in the servant of God, and he touches that sick person, and the Holy Spirit comes from him flowing, going in the sick person to be able to be healed, or to base far and I raise my hand, and the Holy Spirit spreads everywhere. His hand above the hand of the servant reaching the person, touch him, and he flows in them to heal them. And still at the same time, and he can send the angels and they work on you in the vision or in the dream or in the physical trance. If it reaches the time after we've understood well the ways of the kingdom of God, now in what we speak, the blood of Jesus speaking better words, this is the blood of our lives. Now it is the Holy Spirit. And when he told us that drink my blood, if you don't drink it, you'll not live. Most of us thought he told us the usual blood. Now I want to move on, reach that issue. We wanted to broaden the way of the blood and the water which flows in the Holy Spirit to be able to heal sicknesses of the devil and those of body weakness. And you learn to pray and to work together with God in healing these sicknesses,
and
as you understand well always as they are. When you look to John chapter 6, and the Lord Jesus says,
"If
you will not drink my blood, you will not live." Now this day, we need to drink his blood. But this is not the usual blood. We speak of the Holy Spirit. All along we drink through the words.
As
we are filled of the Spirit. Now those out there, the ways of the false prophets, that's out where you're given blood. I hear you are given the blood of Jesus. And that you drink it, you are in magicians. Magician that you have turned the blood of Jesus. You
no
more need to see the usual blood. You need to see the Holy Spirit. He is the one who becomes the blood of Jesus. And it must be speaking. And a person calling you that this is the blood of Jesus, get out for them Hebrews 12:24, that the blood of Jesus speaks better words. I want it to speak that I hear. Praise Jesus so much.
Amen.
You will have gotten that con man, the thief Satan, the magician, would have been able to handle and capture them. Let's read in the John chapter 6, 54.
Awo Yesu nabagamba nti daladala mbagamba nti bwe mutalya mubiri gwa mwana wa muntu ne munyo omusayi gwe temulina bulamu mumwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omoyo omutukuvu mukama waffe Yesu.
Holy Spirit in the Lord Jesus.
Omoyo omutukuvu mukama waffe Yesu.
The Holy Spirit in the Lord Jesus.
Yatugamba.
He told us,
bwe mutalya mubiri gwe,
if you don't eat of his body. And if you don't drink of his blood, you have no life in you. Now the problem it comes from, up to today we need to drink the blood of Jesus and to eat his body, that we can have life in us. Yet he explains, say the words he tells us, that is his body we eat,
and
that those words are what become the spirits. Move on to it, and at the same time we eat. Now these words we hear like today, all of them are filled by the Holy Spirit and the angels. Now when we speak that the blood of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit flows like streams of living water, and that's the blood of Jesus to heal sickness. You don't need to see the blood of Jesus that it is here. Let's see how streams will be of water. Know that you're going to hear the Holy Spirit doing all things, that you don't get deceived in one way or the other. The sorcerers, the magicians, these days they fake a blood there. Give them to you, to those synagogues of the sorcerers, that they have given you the blood of Jesus that drink. And then you become real night dancers. And you become sorcerers.
And
you totally get corrupted.
These days
have a way they capture the children of God. They bring those things that the blood of Jesus, and sometimes they throw what we call manna, and they tell you go outside that you eat.
Then
you are on the food of the sorcerers and of magic, that of fallen angels, and you are then captured by evil spirits.
End
out worshipping fallen angels and the devils, not knowing when it began. It's the reason why we have broadened on what concerns the Holy Spirit, how he flows as streams of living waters, and as the blood of Jesus to heal all sicknesses of the devils, together with those of body weakness. But don't forget the other three ways we speak of. And
he
comes from the servant,
reach
the hand of the sick person to heal those sicknesses.
Old
servant raises a hand from far, and the hand of God which passes the Holy Spirit spreading everywhere reaches that person, and the Holy Spirit can flow in that person to heal them,
or
to direct the angels who fulfill the word of God, and they go to treat that person. But in all, we wanted you move on, look to what concerns the blood of Jesus and the water which came from his. There is even a calling moving on, that you have the holy water. Others say that when Jesus washed his face, and there came a pool there. Others say that in the grave where he was buried, that there appeared a stream, and they got out the holy water. Now all that is the falsehood. Now look at that old man. He went to Israel, and he took names of all the followers. Those are not disciples out there. They are not disciples, but his followers, who follow the false things. They registered names and they paid much money. And he went abroad there, and he took the names to the grave and the tomb of Jesus. And he's out there shedding crocodile tears.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes, but
he shed tears is in the tombs. Yet he claims to be born again. Why did he go to Namugongo? Jesus left the tombs long time. Now you've gone to the graveyards to pray for people. I would have shown you that man. I don't know. You don't have? He's on my phone.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
He's
taken them there, that old man. That one of Miracle Center, Lubaga.
He's
there shedding crocodile tears. That's what we tell you, people bring you things not clear.
But
Jesus left the grave.
The prayers,
requests of people in the graveyards of Jesus. Things are not easy, but good God has taught us to profit. These things we
learn
to the brethren.
You are getting
life enough for you to move in this land of darkness. And you see all things how they are. Separate them, those of God and those which are not of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's move on with John chapter 6, verses 54. John 6:54.
Ali omubiri gwange, era anywa omusayi gwange, alina obulamu obutaggwaawo, nange ndimuzuukiriza ku lunaku olw'enkomerero. Lwatano mwetaano. Kubanga mbiri gwange kyekyokulya ddala n'omusayi gwange kyekyokunywa ddala.
You've heard of those words. You want life.
Kati omusayi gwa Yesu.
Now the blood of Jesus and the water which came from his
grave,
that is the Holy Spirit himself,
who
goes on to work on the eternal life.
It
means to heal sicknesses of the devil and those of body wickedness.
It
just adds on your life that which in your life, the life
which
in the water moving your body, and it moves on to be powerful. Destroy all the worms and the sicknesses of the devils. That is what he does.
He upgrades
and empowers your white blood cells. And to be instantly healed,
he
adds more power in the white blood cells.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
Now the truth is this, brethren, do not be deceived by the blood of Jesus and the water which came from his
website,
and they tell you if they have a location where they are.
This
speak of the Holy Spirit who can do all those in the same time. For after this studying, if you will never differentiate them, you will meet someone calling you with water, and they tell you it's of the Spirit which heals. Another will call you with the blood. This is the blood of Jesus that told you of healing HIV. And the bottle is of 2, 3, 4 million. You can even pay 100 million. 100 million. For they tell you it's the blood of Jesus. You know, magic has increased in the world.
It's
come penetrated in the church, a portion of it. For that old man, when he reaches to go to the graveyards, the graveyard where they put the body of Jesus,
that
praise for you passing in the graveyard, that is the blessed one. That is to speak, that is to get corrupted. And he got corrupted.
Don't
abuse, we speak the exact. That's getting corrupted. You saw well Christ get out of the grave.
You
saw him ascend in heaven.
And
he told you,
I'm
remaining to appear to
you.
Why don't you believe him appear your way, then you seek him in the grave?
And
he told that woman, angels were at the
tomb.
Why do you seek the living among the dead?
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. Two angels were on the grave.
Maria,
they told Mary, why do you seek the living among the dead? Still, when Jesus appeared, he told her the same thing. God tell
me,
I've raised, I'm no more in the grave.
And
that man went to the grave.
They
enter, it was a tomb, a place, and they are fasted. Lord, this day,
come
rush that silver.
And they
shed crocodile tears there.
Yes, we
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
So, embere fanagana bwito.
A situation like that.
In
the verse 56, our Lord Jesus explained and said this. John chapter 6, verse
56. Nange muye atano musanvu nga kitange omulamu buyantuma nange bwendi omulamu kubwa kitange bwatyo andya yalibo omulamu kubwange atano munana eno yemmere eyava mu ggulu singa bajjajja bwe baalya ne bafa alye emmere eno
soma bulungi atano munana
John 6:58. Eno yemmere eyava mu ggulu singa bajjajja bwe baalya ne bafa alye emmere eno aliba mulamu emirembe n'emirembe.
This is the bread which came down from heaven.
Era gwe guno omugaati ogwava mu ggulu.
Not as your fathers did eat man.
Singa bajjajja mwe baalya emmaano ne bafa.
And are dead. He that eats of this bread
Oyo
shall live forever.
Kumugati guno anaberera uruberera.
Kakati tetucheta gamano.
Now we no one need mana.
Ah.
No.
Kakati wali waba Filistine babatonyeseza mana.
Right now there are corn men who make manna rain down.
Munu ni mfuruma weru mbumugenze kujiri.
You go out and you've gone to eat it.
But
when you see them getting out, they're all moving like they're being pushed by demons. Now, brethren, in this time, you know,
we
see things within the seal. They are hidden within the seal. And they need to be revealed, someone to understand. And if they get to know them, you can no more deceive them. Everything in the seal they have understood it.
They
not understood what is inside the seal. Someone can bring forth things not in the seal and tell you what are in there. For you don't know them.
And
many deceivers, they make blood flow.
That
sent you bring bottles and the others.
That's
half streams they have dug on those their synagogues.
And
you come that you are on the water of Jesus. You no more need that, you need the Holy Spirit. He himself to flow as the blood of Jesus and to flow as the water of life. Our forefathers ate manna and they died. Now you no more need that. This Jesus, he came in the words of life
to
be the food of life. And he came as the blood of Jesus,
or
as the Holy Spirit to be the drink of life. You no more need go to things. People these days, they get dreams of evil spirits. Like in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Bible says, in the latter days, people will abandon the faith. Faith is what comes from hearing the word of God, what it says. That they will abandon the faith and they will follow deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons. They teach, but things are twisted.
That these
people will hear deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons. Some of you wake up and they gave you salt. And they tell you that you are the salt. According to Matthew 5, go get salt.
Please
eat till you will hold the salt of blessing in you. Now the things. Reason why God brings out things inside the seal. For if you open the fourth seal of the spirit of power, and angels of power, of the chains, and death and hell, and we saw of their death,
no,
Satan would affect you
here.
And you don't know them, you can't this day you differentiate them. Even the healings, you have to differentiate them. not to be deceived. When you buy the blood or the water, some of you,
and
that you buy manna, it came from heaven.
There
are people we saw that become gods.
And
the pastor sends them out to eat the grass. He tells them that's the food from heaven. Now let's be careful when God teaches us like that. Let's read the next verse.
Yokane sura yomukaga olunyiri olwatano mu mwenda.
John 6 verse 59.
Ebi yebyogerera mukunganiro ngayigiriza mu Kaperunawumu rinkaga. Abo banji abomba yigirizwa abe bwe bawulira ne bagamba nti ekigambo ekyo kizibu. Ani ayinza okukiwuliriza? Nkaga mulumu. Ne Yesu bwe yamanya munda mu ye nti abayigirizwa abe bemulugunyira kino. Nabagamba nti kino kibe sitaza kaga mubiri. Kale kiriba kitya bwe mulira bwe mwana w'omuntu ngalinya gye yali olubereberye nkaga musatu. Omwoyo gwe guleta obulamu ombiite guliko kye gugasa. Ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe mwoyo gwe bulamu.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Come on, fiyo, nyo,
our Lord explained and said that in his body to be the food from heaven, not of the physical body as they took it.
Told
them have been telling you words of the spirit that is the food. And even the blood is the spirit. That's what you are to eat and drink. Now the flesh profits nothing. The spirit is what brings life. Words I said to you, they are spirit. And they are life. It needed to just believe them. And they see how the Holy Spirit works. Now in all as we speak of how the Spirit flows as living water
streams,
as the blood of Jesus, to heal sicknesses, those of the devils and the body weakness. Don't expect you come here with your bottles and we turn blood here, or that we flow water for you. You need the hand that I touch you. The spirit who uses his
potion
in me, he will flow and come heal those sicknesses.
Or
I raise my hand from far.
He
who has his hand which is not shortened, that it cannot save, then reaches you in every place, for is the spirit who spreads everywhere.
Oh,
he sends his hand through his angels and they come to work on you. You no more need the things of getting more in the flesh. Things turn to get back to their spirit and their truth, as
they
told us in John 4 21 to 24, that let's go into spirit and truth, in the spirit and the truth of things. He shifted the mind from the shadow, moved on to mean the words it tells us concerning the blood which was shed. It too, he changed it.
Spoke
of the blood of life, and it's the Holy Spirit.
And
it's easier the Spirit to spread and connect on you in every place if you hold that faith.
Be
able to move on, heal the sickness. Will not be the same with any form of blood, or what is called holy water, or what's called manna from heaven.
Friend,
there are people who give things like those, that they are going to be healed. Indeed, God, let him save us.
They
told them to go outside, get the manna which had fallen.
It's
called Pastor Daniel, a wizard, a sorcerer in South Africa. The pastor who is a sorcerer. Now you see those white particles down there? That's what they ate manna. Even the entire grass they were eating it. For you're no more alone. Demons have to force you eat those things. Even the old man is there. Things of ignorance. They don't know younger, old, and the infant. Even the one land is so foolish. Don't have light of knowing the word of God. If you open that from heaven, they force you now. You no more can reason.
So now
that's why God teaches us meaningful words, which profits. And shows us the way we are to take. He's going to begin to heal sicknesses. Not going to do and work in the ways that have been doing.
But
those are not his ways.
Akati manu yajivula okumanya obwero liko ne ekizi.
To prove you have even a problem.
Obato kyasobola ku kwatikale wandironze mukali akata.
At least you have chosen out the other particle.
Naye ate no muddo.
But even the grass you eating it.
Oba wakyankalanye dambudu.
You are already messed up.
Olike mizimu.
You have demons on you.
Enaku zino mukemuita omuzimu omutukufu.
These days what you call the Holy Ghost.
Babira bamalaika abagwa munga bayongire kanisa butere.
Those are fallen angels and they straight entered in church.
Erabagama Holy Ghost uyu.
And they tell the Holy Ghost is there.
Ne muliyoka mutandika okugwa nokaba.
And you begin to cry and fall down.
Akati gwetu nolide ntambula yaba.
Look at the way they are moving. Look at them. Another is jumping. Demons are pushing them. You have to go. Oh, Lord. Now you came to seek God that.
And it will
move you like a commando, a monster. Now the pastor is out there that he works miracles. That is why you see, brethren, God gives us much grace, but I don't know whether we see it. God will teach you his ways. We thank that with the mighty hand clap. Because he's fulfilled upon us his word.
He
speaks in Isaiah 48:17. I am the Lord who teaches you how to profit.
And
who shows you the way you are to take. If he teaches you the rightful ways, you can't get lost anymore. Maybe if you make lost yourself. Till you enter into being conned and falsehood. And you see the way you get lost.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When you read the Isaiah 63, the blood of Jesus which appeared in the Holy Spirit, even the water which came from his ribside, which show how the Holy Spirit is to flow. It's the blood of our life. Praise Jesus so much. I want to show you how it moves on.
Katusome.
Isaiah sura y'enkaga mu esatu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Isaiah 63 from verse 1.
Ani ono ava mu Edomu ng'alina ebyambalo ebinyike mu ddagala ng'ava e Bozula. Ono alina engoye ez'ekitiibwa ng'atambuza amaanyi g'amangi. Nze ayogera obutuukirivu.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus so much.
Isaiah 63,
verses
1.
It was the moment the Lord Jesus had reached the door of heaven. He was right at the door. And
he
was to enter the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. But the Holy Spirit asked him some questions. When he came from Edom,
And
he came from Bozra. Coming from the world and from hell. Those are two places spoken of here. Remember, the Lord Jesus came on this world 3 days. And half he spent them in hell. That's why they spoke, he came from two places.
Edom
ne Bozra. Bozra.
Edom bogera kunseno kwetuli.
Edom is the planet where we are.
Ate Bozra baba tegeza egeyena.
In Bozra they are meaning hell.
Ingalaga mantiari ayamba debiamba.
But they say they are clothing.
Ebimansidwa ko
msai. Which had been stained with blood.
Gabia
chitibwa. And they were glorious with
pure. Naye okulanga agama inze ayogera obutukirivu.
And he answered saying, I who speaks righteousness. And the one mighty to save. Down the next verse moves on to say this.
Isaiah 63:2. Wewawo nabasamba mu busungu bwange nembali nyirira mu kiruyi kyange no musayi gw'obulamu bwabwe gumansukidde ku byambalo byange ku byambalo era engoye zange zonna zijjudde amabala.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omanyi mukama waffe Yesu.
You know the Lord Jesus.
Okusembebulania isura eyomwenda.
According to Hebrews chapter 9.
Onyura Musa tupaka abiri musa.
Verse 23 to 27.
Sadaka yomusayi ogw'obulamu bwaffe.
Sadaka of the sacrifice of his of the, our life.
Yajitwala eri ku kyoto kya mukama muguru.
He took it at the altar of God in heaven.
Musayi gwe teyaguwayo wano ku nsi.
He didn't offer his blood on this world.
Wabule muguru yenyini.
But he took it in heaven.
Kati mu kiseera kino yalabika ku mulyango gw'eggulu.
This time he appeared on the door of heaven.
And
all his clothing had been stained with blood. The blood of our life.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. These you can see and understand them in the journal of heaven. But most when we read scriptures, it's hard you to see them how they are. But God in the journal of heaven, he showed scriptures how they are. It's the journey which was moved in the Bible. Explain truth of the Bible how it is.
Yes,
praise Jesus Amen.
So much.
Now when we speak of the blood, we speak of the blood of our life. The spirit which gives life.
He's
the one who appears like that.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. Now you will not need the blood they have measured for you.
Or
what they have made for you. Or to get bottles of water. And things like
that.
You need the spirit of the Lord. Every place where you are. With that he moves on to renew you.
Or
heal you from sicknesses like those. Do not be deceived with these generations.
Until
those who claim to have made the holy water. Even those who claim to bring you the blood of Jesus. You know, I heard there is a man out there. He was given access to make the blood of Jesus. And he deceived himself, God gave him that. Just as you've seen those who make the manna.
It's
not the original manna. Manna was spaced out. And you need the words of life. It's true when the Holy Spirit is going to heal you.
He
first goes in the inner man, your spirit. And he moves on to take off sins from it. Then he can cleanse them as he flows like power. The spirit of power.
Yes,
praise Jesus Amen. So much. And at the same time,
he
comes in the system of your blood to flow as the living waters. To take out the evil spirit together with the sickness. Now it doesn't end on that till he has to appear as water and to cleanse the body together with its flesh, even the bones. Speaks this in Hebrews. Hebrews 10. And he says this. Hebrews 10 verses 22.
Tusemberenga no moyo gwa mazima olw'okukkiriza. Olw'okukkiriza okutuukiridde emitima gyaffe nga gimansirwako okuggyamu omwoyo omubi. N'emibiri gyaffe nga ginaazibwa n'amazzi amalungi.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much. We can draw unto God when we've gotten the faith. That speaks of in Romans 10, verse 17. That faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God tells you it can do how. Know that that's the Holy Spirit and begins to do in the moment of believing. As you believe with that word. He
says
we can draw to God and we have believed. Even our spirits, they are sprinkled to be taken off the evil spirit in our hearts, even our bodies. Let's repeat and we hear well.
Hebrews 10:22. Tusemberenga n'omwoyo ogw'amazima olw'okukkiriza okutuukiridde. Emitima gyaffe nga gimansirwako okuggyamu omwoyo omubi. N'emibiri gyaffe nga ginaazibwa n'amazzi amalungi.
Yes, you have
praise Amen. Jesus so much.
So can I kuru kutango moyo mutuku.
He first flows as the Holy Spirit.
Mumanya go get up with me munana.
In power spoken in Acts 1:8. Say when the Spirit will come, will give you power. It takes away sins engraved on your spirit. For you say the sin of Judah being engraved on your spirit. That's where he begins from. And blot away those sins. Fulfills the blood of Jesus, washes sins. And he comes in the system of the heart. He flows there as the blood. To wash out the evil spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. And then he adds on. Come in your body as water. And he gets in the bones and the marrows. Even he cleanses the body.
Yes, we have
as praise Jesus so much. I hope you try to enter these ways to understand them. But
the sprinkled
of water within the word is what it says. But in Ephesians 5, he speaks and he says,
you
cleanse us as he washes us with water through the word. The words we hear the Holy Spirit. And when we believe him, if you have sins, he gets right from your spirit and he works on you.
And passes,
as the blood of Jesus in your blood,
it
washes out the evil spirit. If there are sickness, they are taken. Sickness of blood, them too are taken. Then he has to clean the body. That he flows as the water.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Amen.
I hope these ways are easy, they're not hard.
They're
not hard to be understood and to use. Are they going to tell you go buy it? Where are you going to buy? He told you come buy with nothing to buy with. Come buy with nothing to buy with. Here you just come and believe. You believe the word as it is. Because it's the spirit and it's the life. He straight begins to work.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. Aren't you saying we have wild sicknesses? Those are wild to you, not to the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. They are wild your way. but not to the Holy Spirit. But the ways of the Holy Spirit, they have exceeded. Through which he can connect on every person in every place they are. And he moves on to heal them.
Now
to the sprinkled of water. To take out the evil spirit from our hearts. Even our bodies being cleansed with water. Not, this is not usual water.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But it's the water in the word. And the words, it tells us their spirit. That is why in the other time when we begin to commune, even to wash the feet, we shall first tell you the meaning and the importance is what. And you don't believe in the water they wash you with, but you believe in the Holy Spirit. You don't believe in that which appears like vinegar, but you believe in the blood of Jesus which appears in the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus so much.
Amen.
For most people fail to know the meaning.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
Ephesians 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25.
Abasajja. Mwagalenga bakazi bammwe era nga Kristo bwe yayagala ekkanisa ne yeewaayo ku lwayo 26 alyoka agitukuze ng'amaze okugirongoosa n'okukinaaza n'amazzi mu kigambo.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kristo Yesu mukama waffe.
Praise Jesus our master.
Gave
himself up for charge.
That
means bring it a holy church. When
he
cleansed it with water through the word. How did he clean us through the
word?
The issue is this. If you can know the words, it tells us their spirit. He can come as water. And he cleanses us. And he can come as the blood of Jesus. I hope
you've
moved on to understand this way. Under the fourth seal, the seal of the spirit of power, the fourth group of angels, the angels of power, the angels of the chain, angels of death and hell.
We've
been moving on to differentiate the sickness of the devil. And still we move on to see how to heal them. Now in this part, the Holy Spirit flowing as streams of living waters and as the blood of Jesus. Understand, you don't need the physical blood. And you don't need the usual water.
You
need the Holy Spirit to do them once. What I need is one thing. It's to kill two birds with one stone. The Holy Spirit with the water and the blood. The Holy Spirit is my stone. I'm going to get two things. Water and blood of life.
Now,
what troubles you get water with jerrycans of water? I hear with bottles of blood. And this is blood.
No.
Get the Holy Spirit. That is your stone. And you kill two birds with it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And you get yourself the water of
life.
And you get the blood of life. And you get healed. Then what else do you want? You know, you see, it's good the Holy Spirit to flow in that way. For as we've told you, that begins from your spirit to take off sins from it.
It
comes flow in your blood, basing in your heart.
You
take out the evil spirit. And it cleanses the body. And
you
become a new creation. The meaning is
this.
Tries to shift you from the system of the devils.
Because
some people, your bloodlines are deeper into the marrows of the devils, and they hold the evil spirits in them. Even the bodies, When they tell someone your grandfather's died, they get sick immediately. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
What it does, it takes you off the network. You have become a new creation. He washes from your spirit. He comes in your blood. Comes in the water of your blood. He cleanses it and you blonde. And you disappear, they no more locate you. They call you in the shrines. You, our son, mother, we no more see you. Where are you?
That
child got lost, where did they go?
Where?
You! Come here, we see you. Where are you? We don't see you. They call you in those their bowels. They no more locate you. These demons they call of the clans. They seek you to find you in dreams to trouble you, and no more can be seen. Then you prove you become a new creation.
Amen.
They no more see you on the map of this world. And still they say, maybe this went in the realms of heaven. Ephesians 2:6 says, we are sat in the heavenly realms. No more can see us here. I know you will all disappear, not in getting lost from God, but disappear from the networks of the devils.
Though you
meet them in a dream, you say, devil, get from here. Try to con you, but you understand them. You know, they seek us from the network of the spiritual world. And we no more appear. And when they meet you,
they say,
how can we con you, bring you back in the system? And they con you images of the people.
And what
you see much cause of the much light of knowledge.
You
begin to see the here is of the dog. You look at
you.
The
here.
Why do you speak that? They wonder.
Adam ne gobo baraba ne inga barate babaraba.
Yet you see them, but others don't see them. They have a problem.
Kali chuchetuita omoyo wa mukama.
That is what we call the spirit of the Lord.
Asubulo kuru kutange migeji amazi.
Who can flow as streams of living waters?
Edango msaigwa Yesu.
As the blood of Jesus.
Na kujako endwa dezona ezaba satani.
Away or sick.
Neku network na kuvuja.
Even on the network you disappear.
Ngatoki arabi kayo.
You no more appear on the network of the devil.
Nebaga msimanyi waliyo cancer.
That they say that is a cancer.
Bamuita sickle cell.
They call it sickle cells.
Mburwade bwa msaigwa
simanyi. Sickness of the bloodline.
It
follows the line of the blood.
Mbuko kuata.
That it captures you.
Network obatoli.
Disappear from the network. Sickness don't see you. You know, they say some families hold spirits of immorality. Family dies of HIV. You have to check out that network.
Some worry because
all your aunties died of HIV. You are going to get off that network.
Even
though it caught you in the eras you moved.
Well,
the problem which is,
if the
system has captured you, at least they bath you with it.
At least
that child has not to escape us.
When they go
in the world, they'll get wise.
They'll
avoid immorality and things like that.
Now
they have to bath them when they are positive.
And
many other sicknesses move in the blood or in the blood, in the water line, the bones.
And
you feel pains of the bones till you died. There are people like that. Their clans are like that. At their home, they get sick of bones. At those heads. That our home, the head, we have that head which is very wild in pain. All those systems you hear of the devils in their sicknesses, they can even connect them on the system and they follow you. Everyone getting that blood system, they follow them. But all God has given us a way how we can be saved. We shall come back tomorrow and we move on to look at that. Let's finish the 15 minutes.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. But the truth is this, brethren.
Healing
is if we dare get to stand well. We issue of sickness, we no more hide you with them here. You direct while you're far.
And
spirit raises a hand which is not shortened. Known how we can work and how we can watch. This is a sickness of a clan. Know where it's connected. And it's connected with the blood. And you ask, pass in the blood.
Wash
till they disappear from the network.
If it's
in the water,
moves
in the marrows to the bones. Wash even the body.
Pass
streams of waters and flow.
Children
of God disappear from networks of the devils.
They
are sicknesses they put on them.
Another,
you dream you are on the table they are serving you with the dead.
And you wake up
and you're sick of the heart.
But
we've learned how God is to work on us. He's going to take us from their networks. And
he
totally heals us with their sicknesses that put on us. You know, many times there are times they try to check on me the way I'm not on their network. And you see them of the flesh and they pretend they have gotten saved. They get busted, which would have seemed
time.
Let's give the tithe. You look at the baskets. In the vision, there are those things of the shrines in them. Where we give tithe, we see things of shrines in them. They wonder how you've seen them. You know, fallen angels are corny men. They can come
in vision,
and they come like your uncles and aunties.
And they
sing as if you're fellowship. And you begin to worship God with them. And you bring baskets to give offerings. The one of the offerings, tithe,
no way,
and the pledge. You see, they don't offer them. They wait for only you. Now you get to the baskets.
Look,
there are those shrine things within them. All the monies and notes. And you wonder, you ask what baskets are
there.
You look at them,
disfigured
their faces. Don't just get out and they con you like that. No, now God's taken far in knowledge. We even see them in vision. They con us, but we see. They say it disappeared. For you, 4 years, they locate you once.
They say
we have bewitched them through obulogo bw'omwoyo. And find you bewitching you when you don't know. They begin putting things seeming like of the prayer of the light of knowledge.
It seems
like of light of worshiping God.
If
you look way at their ways, begin to see the drums they brought. They tie on them those cords of the shrines. Forms of worship you wonder they're not real. No, Bible says move as you see. It doesn't say move as you see physically. Like this.
Speaks
of the eye of wisdom and of understanding. If they see even the spiritual world, you see well.
You
see they bring drums of praise. They drum them. They tie them those things of the what? Banana leaves. Now they sing, we praise him. They think
you're
the one praying the javelins. They shake them like in a shrine. They shake them. They shake them.
They say,
what form of praise is this?
Now, you
get careful of things like those. Because they are on this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So, as
we quickly pass through, according to Jeremiah
17,
they say, Holy Spirit wants to go to your spirit, access the heart. And it reaches the body.
The
bones and marrows to totally wash.
Jeremiah 17:1. Kuchipande, echo mutima gwabwe. Nekumayembe, I gave you a tobi ya mwe.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus mina. So much.
Bawa andike, ebibibi yaba setani bafobite, kedi ukuva kumoyo gwo.
Sins of the devils, they try to put them right on your
mutima,
spirit, and they come in the heart,
nemu musai,
even in the blood,
and they
enter marrow through the water.
Because
we say there are sickness, we first launch to through repentancy. And the Holy Spirit passes there when he pleads and intercedes. And he accepts to blot away those sins.
And
passes the blood, he takes away the sins.
All
the unrighteousness, even in your body. Now healing sickness, then it gets to be easy. When he speaks with us in 1 Timothy 4, he says those sins they engrave on the spirit. You are as if you are seared with an old iron. Now it means the Holy Spirit to take on intercessions, to take away the sin from the spirit.
He
comes in the heart and he washes it out when he passes through the blood of Jesus.
It's
just the system of your body of the bones, marrows, and the water. And he washes out the unrighteousness. And all sicknesses, he takes them.
To
say the prayer of faith of the righteous
one,
it avails much.
Katusome mutamiseo.
Timoseo, ekisoke sule yokuna, nori nyiri orisoka.
1 Timothy 4:1.
Na yo moyo ayogira lwatu nti munaku ezoluvanyuma, walibawo abaliva mu kukkiriza, nga bawulira emyoyo gikyamya n'okuyigiriza kw'aba setaani. Olwokubiri, olw'obunnanfuusi bw'abalimba, nga bookebwa emyoyo gyabwe nga n'ekyuma ekyokya.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so
much.
And they are seared with their spirits with an old iron. When Satan writes in the sins on you the number 666, you know to engrave a sin.
Stealing.
He writes with an iron on your spirits. Remember, we read the spirit holds forms of bones.
But
blot off that sin, it needs the Holy Spirit. That's why he has to pass there as the Spirit in power. When he reaches the heart and they wrote them there also, there he passes as the blood of Jesus. When it comes in the body,
system
of the marrow's bones and those are streams of living waters.
It
totally cleanses the system of your body. I wanted not to begin what we began on. Of seeing how you stretch your hand to the sick.
Or
best far and raise it and it reaches as far to America. Or to any far place.
The
Holy Spirit raises his hand above your hand. It reaches everywhere.
Or
send the angels to do those works. Let's handle all that tomorrow. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.